balancing financial reporting needs with compliance costs, issuing financial statements that comply with U.S. Generally Accepted Accounting Principles, GAAP, requires significant time, expertise, and resources. Although lenders and other stakeholders often prefer or require GAAP statements, some small business owners may find that tax basis reporting is a practical alternative. If you use financial statements only for tax compliance and internal decision-making, this framework may better align with your needs. Let's take a closer look. Why are businesses exploring alternatives? The Financial Accounting Standards Board has issued several major accounting rule changes over the last decade, including updated guidance on revenue recognition, leases, and credit losses. For many private businesses, the most challenging update has been the guidance under Accounting Standards Codification Topic 842, Leases. The updated standard became effective for most calendar year private businesses in 2022, but it continues to create compliance and reporting challenges today. To alleviate the burden of complying with complex GAAP reporting requirements, some private businesses are now opting for a special reporting framework, the most common of which is tax basis reporting. This framework is popular among small businesses because it aligns financial reporting with federal tax return preparation, but it's not right for every business. How does tax basis accounting differ from GAAP? GAAP requires businesses to follow accrual basis accounting. Under this method, revenue is recognized when earned, regardless of when it's received, and expenses are recognized when incurred, not necessarily when they're paid. It matches revenue to the corresponding expenses in the proper period. So, it minimizes fluctuations in profit margins over time and facilitates comparisons with other businesses. Under tax basis accounting, financial statements are prepared using the accounting methods and principles applied for federal income tax reporting. As a result, book income and taxable income are generally aligned, reducing the need to maintain separate accounting records for financial reporting and tax purposes. Historically, tax basis reporting was used by businesses that had relatively straightforward operations and financial reporting needs. Often, these businesses transitioned to accrual basis accounting as they grew and developed more sophisticated financial reporting requirements. In recent years, some private businesses have reconsidered whether the benefits of GAAP reporting outweigh the additional cost and complexity of ongoing compliance requirements. However, there's a risk in switching accounting methods. An unexpected change could upset investors and lenders, who generally prefer accrual basis statements. GAAP is designed to prevent businesses from overstating profits and asset values. By contrast, tax rules are designed to maximize government revenue, so they generally prevent businesses from understating profits and asset values. As a result, the two frameworks can produce different results for the same business activities and may paint different pictures of your business's financial performance. What's the right fit for your business? Selecting the right financial reporting framework involves more than simply reducing compliance costs. The right choice depends on various factors, including your business size, growth plans, financing arrangements, ownership structure, and stakeholder expectations. Contact us for help evaluating whether your current reporting method supports your business goals.